Welcome everyone to the Newcomers Speak. This is Louise Crook speaking. I'm one of your co-hosts today. And we have our other co-host with us, the wonderful Simone Pierre. Simone, do you want to say hi and just share your details quickly so we know where to learn more about you?
Yeah. Hi, coaches. This is Simone Pierre, and you can find my name in the faculty list if that's easiest, or you can jot down to email me at spierre, or even Simone, actually, either one, spierre or Simone, at unleashyourmajesty.com. And a couple of websites if you want to check out, kickstartyourcoachingcashflow.com and unleashyourmajesty. Thanks, Louise.
Wonderful. And as I said, my name's Louise Crooks. You can find more information about growing your business on keystoclarity.com. That's my website, keystoclarity.com. And you can email me on louise@keystoclarity.com as well. And of course, you can find us both on in the Facebook group as well. So you're always welcome to message us there as well. All right. So today, we are doing a brainstorming of your speaking topics and developing your signature talk. And as I was saying earlier, we're really going to be focusing in on you.
Louise, I'm going to interrupt you because somebody is shuffling around in the background, and it's really distracting to hear you. So just so folks know, if you can't mute your own phone, *6. We'll both put you on mute, and it will also take you off of mute for this bridge line. Thank you. Whoever was making the noise, you just cleared it up. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you for that. I was worried it might be you, Simone. Okay. Let's keep going. So, yeah, so today it's all about you. So, you know, thank you for being here and sharing this opportunity to explore what topics might be suitable for your audience, and also, you know, looking at developing your particular talk, and also, you know, we can examine where you might do your talks as well, and so we'll look at you individually to help you so that we can get some real life examples. But just to demonstrate, you know, for everyone who's listening, what that looks like for them. So I just again want to welcome who's just joined us. This is the newcomer, so who's joined us?
This is Tammy Schubert.
Hi, Tammy. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm going to have to mess out because I'm at work.
Okay. Well, we're glad that you're here.
Thank you.
Wonderful. All right. So, we're going to get started with reflecting on what we had talked about in the previous talk on speaking. We had looked at the body of a talk, and Simone had talked about the intro, the middle, and then the offer. So three parts to the talk, and a couple of tips on that. We talked about places to do your talk, so hopefully you got some ideas from that. But really it's a case of let's open it up to the floor to answer any questions, first of all, that you might have had about that call, or any specific questions that you have around speaking, and then we can dive into some of the brainstorming activities today. Anyone want to kick us off? Okay. So I'm wondering if any of you have had a chance to listen to the speaking talk that we did last time. Can you just say yes if you have? Okay. So it looks like we have a fresh group here. And what I would say is I would encourage you to listen to that particular recording. And you'll find that in the Facebook group and also in the Yahoo group as well. If you haven't joined the Facebook group, it's just such a nice, easy way to find that information. I'd encourage you to do that, and you can just go to Facebook and search in the search bar, Coach You Newcomers SIG, and then just request to be let in. And I would also just suggest messaging one of us, or using the message button in the group, so that you can just let us know that you are a Coach You grad, so that we know to let you in. Otherwise, we could be just be letting any random person in, so we don't want to do that. Okay, so let's talk about the different audiences that you have, because that's going to really help us determine what kind of a talk you're creating. So, Lucretia, do you have an audience that you're looking to serve that you're aware of right now? I think you mentioned earlier that that was something you were looking at.
My audience right now, yeah, big corporations.
Big corporations.
Are reaching me out, and I need to refine my talk. Very, very big, like Google, Apple.
Global level. Okay, great. So when you say, so what kind of topics would you be addressing when you think of that kind of audience, Lucretia?
Well, first of all, they want to know about me and my type of coaching. So
yeah.
It wouldn't be that much different if I need to sell my coaching, my business to, you know, a new client or to them. Long term, talking about specific topics, maybe positive feedback or conflict resolution or more specific subjects. But for now, it's just about my practice, basically.
Yeah. So let's differentiate here. So there are going to be talks where you're going to have a conversation with someone in those corporations, which is telling them about you and your business, and then there's going to be talks that you're giving to a large number of people or a small group of people, which is more likely to be tailored to a topic. So we want to figure out what those topics are going to be. So you've listed a couple of possibilities there, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. So, great. Okay. And let's jump over to Janet. Janet, do you have an audience that you're looking at the moment?
Well, yes, topic specifically. I'm working on habit formation and addressing issues of procrastination and overwhelm.
Okay.
And on part of that is how learning works in the brain. And so I would like... I feel like that's applicable to many, many different people.
Yes.
But therefore, and I think that people are somewhat engaged by those topics.
Yes.
And I would see this as an opportunity to demonstrate my competence, my understanding of these issues, in the hopes of recruiting clients for individual coaching or group coaching.
Yeah.
What's harder is answering that next question, is finding this audience, setting it up, etc.
Yeah. And it's interesting because it's kind of a question that comes to, which comes first, the chicken or the egg? You know, which comes first, the topic or the audience? You know, to be
right.
able to help you to. And the truth is, you've just highlighted something, Janet, which is you can create topics without necessarily an audience in mind. And then figure out what the audience is and then tailor those topics to an audience. But what's really helpful is when you have a clarification around your niche, you know, who that group of people is that you really want to serve, so it really supports all your marketing going forward, and then it helps you tailor those topics immediately to that particular group. But the beautiful thing is that as you're starting out, you don't necessarily have to know exactly who your audience is yet. But we want to then figure out who you're going to be targeting when it comes to sharing about your talk. So that's what we'll look at today.
May I follow up?
May you follow up? Yes, of course you can.
I am currently in higher education, and I'm transitioning over to full-time coaching. And so my inclination had been to still target higher education.
Mm.
But I confess I continually have some doubts around that. But it's where I have the greatest connections, where I have the greatest expertise.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's sort of, I think 70% of me really wants to commit to that and try that for some period of time.
Mm-hmm.
But there is just this part of me that wants to grow beyond that, but feeling like maybe I need to wait till I grow, but establish myself in the community
mm-hmm.
that I know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And it might just be that you get a handful of clients in that community and then give yourself permission to explore what you truly want to be doing with the coaching, Janet. So, you know, get the little bit of base financial income coming in. That can be done with ease in that area. And then I would encourage you to consider what actually makes you feel passionate about what you're doing from a coaching perspective and serve the group of people you really want to be serving.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, awesome. Great. Thanks for clarifying where you are right now. That's great. So, Linda, if you're able to unmute yourself, I think it's star 6 again, love to hear your thoughts on where you are right now with audience and ideas for talks and things like that. Linda? Let's see if I can unmute you. Yeah, hi, Linda. Okay, I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes,
okay.
I can.
I speak professionally, but not on coaching, and what I may have to look at shortly is to ramp up my coaching practice because I may lose my full-time position due to an acquisition.
Okay.
So at this point, coaching was my going into retirement,
mm-hmm.
going to be my going into retirement job. Once I gave up all my professional licenses. So
yeah.
For me, what I'm doing is career coaching to people that are working in healthcare, predominantly
okay.
healthcare food service.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm dealing with a very small niche.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay. Healthcare food service. All right. And how is that going for you, Linda? Are you finding that you're making headway in that particular niche and getting clients?
I haven't put a lot of effort into it recently because of my full-time position, but like I said,
okay.
I've already gotten a WARN notice that I may not have a job after June 4th.
Okay. And I'm just curious about your choice of the healthcare food service. Is that where you're working, the area you're working in right now?
I'm a registered dietitian.
Okay, great. All right, so you have, I'm sure you have contacts in that area already,
yes.
Which is nice. Okay, awesome. And when you think about topics, do you have ideas around the things that you would want to talk about in that arena?
What I've already successfully talked about is non-traditional careers for dietitians
mm-hmm.
and getting individuals to realize what their transferable skills are and how you can take them and get out of an arena that you're burnout with, that you just need a change, that
yeah.
the environment is changing and you just, it's time to move on and do something else.
Yeah, okay, good. Excellent. All right, so that's really interesting. So career coaching for healthcare providers in the healthcare food service industry is what I'm hearing.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, great. All right, so let's jump over to Peg.
Hi.
Hi, Peg.
Hi.
Tell us what's on your mind.
Well, I have been doing mostly midlife career changing and post-retirement planning coaching.
Yeah.
And I was just asked by my alumni association to do an online seminar on reinventing yourself at midlife.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So, can you say who asked you?
My alumni association.
Okay. Great. So, have you spoken about it before, Peg?
I have. I belong to Toastmasters, and so for the past, I'd say, year and a half, every speech I've given has been something related to a coaching topic.
Mm-hmm.
So I've talked about clarifying values and forming a personal mission and drawing a blank, but everything that I've spoken on for quite some time has been some kind of a coaching-related topic. So
yeah, okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And what drew you to this call, Peg?
I just wanted to, you know, touch base and see what else is going on, and yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah,
all right, and
good ideas from each other.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great. So, when you think about the topic for this call, does it feel like it would be a good idea to be brainstorming on topics, or where do you feel like you need support around this?
I'm at the point right now where I'm just trying to pull stuff together and decide what would be most, you know, relevant to present. I mean, I need to do this in a very general term because there's a lot of people participating in this,
mm-hmm.
so it can't be too specific to one person's goals.
Yeah.
And so I need to present stuff in a very kind of generalized way, and it's only an hour, so,
mm-hmm.
you know, I can't get too far in depth with it.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I'm trying to put it together now. The presentation isn't until June, but I'm starting to work on ideas for it now.
Great. Okay. Perfect, Peg. Well, hopefully we'll have lots of time to brainstorm with each of you to give you some ideas and steps to move forward. All right. Thanks for that. And then let's jump to Tammy. Tammy, if you're available to talk, we'd love to hear your thoughts.
I'm just sort of listening and hanging out right now. I don't have anything lined up.
Okay. Can you talk at the moment, or is it difficult to do that?
I can.
You can. Okay, great. What drew you to this call today, Tammy?
About the how to go about speaking about the topics, just learning more about that and how other
yeah.
people are approaching it.
Awesome. And what do you have an audience? Tell me that you think, or a niche that you like to coach in, or would you say you're a newer coach and are just exploring at the moment?
I'm a newer one and just exploring, but
okay.
It'd probably be more business side.
Okay. So when you say business side, are you looking more at the entrepreneur? Are you looking at corporate? What do you mean by business?
I'm still trying to define that right now. It's corporate.
Okay. Perfect. All good questions, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right, great. So from a topic perspective, when you think about topics that you would like to talk on that light your fire from a coach perspective, Tammy, do you have an idea of topics that you're thinking about?
The one that's at the forefront right now is like time management. That's one
yes.
that keeps coming up over and over again.
Okay.
And priority management, the value, living by values.
Yeah. Okay. All right, great. Those all sound like good ideas. Okay, so we'll come back to you, Tammy. So I just want to get a sense of where everyone is at the moment with
okay.
their journey. And I'm just going to go back to Lucrezia and see if you would like to just share what you think you could get from today's call based on what you're doing at the moment.
Yes, it happens pretty much every time that I am with group coaches. It is new, well, of course, insight, but it's kind of a new engine, just to start. So a little bit of oil to start.
What's that?
A little bit of gasoline to start.
I see. Okay, some inspiration.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, great. And then, Janet, what are you hoping to get from today?
I think ideas about how to go about approaching people, making proposals, negotiating fees or offering it free, those issues.
Okay, great. All right. Perfect. So that's a slightly different angle, but that's good to know because we can certainly have a look at that. And then, Linda, what are you hoping to get from our call today? Linda, if you can unmute, if you're able. Linda. Okay, so we're not hearing anything from Linda, so maybe it's difficult for her to talk at the moment, unless she's talking and thinking she's unmuted, which happens fairly regularly. All right, so at this point, before we dive into some of the brainstorming, is there anything that you wanted to add, Simone? Simone, is there anything you want to add?
Okay, I had to get off mute. No, I think you are doing a fantastic job.
All right, awesome. Okay, so let's start with Lucretia, and we'll look at you know, how we can support you today, and hopefully everyone's going to get some ideas just from what we're doing with each person. So let's jump into that. So Lucretia, if you had one thing you could get out of the conversation that we're having right now, around talks, creating talks, finding your audience, developing topics, developing your talk, what would you most want right now?
Well, I'm kind of focusing the topic on conflict resolution, right? So
yeah.
I'm mainly going to be with some directors.
Okay.
They want to know my approach to conflict resolution. And
okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay. So does that mean you're just having a conversation, or you're actually doing a presentation, a talk, to to present the topic itself, or are you just going
both.
To have a conversation? Okay.
Both. What I
okay.
have in mind is to start. Coaching very specifically,
yes.
and then create a solid presentation with examples and
love
quotes
it.
And professionals inside. Yeah,
love it.
Both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So that sounds like a great topic. And do you want to create a topic around conflict resolution that's geared specifically to a certain level of individual or a someone who is doing a particular type of role, because it's something that again it is quite specific.
Yes, most of my audience will be managers. They know how to. They are learning how to manage engineers, but most of the time the engineers know more than the managers or the directors about the job, and that's the conflict.
Okay. So it's actually helping managers and the engineers communicate with one another? Is that what you're saying?
That would be one. Yeah,
that would be one of them.
One.
And then
yeah.
conflict resolution within the level of, within the you know, that the engineers themselves and with the managers themselves? I just want to get some clarity around what you're going for.
Well, I'm thinking more about a group, for instance, on Facebook or Apple and Google. They are cross-functional teams as well. So there is a director, is always a problem where you need to report from someone, and then you need to take responsibility for something that is not getting right. Okay. And then sometimes the employee, who is then telling them, okay, this is going to happen, is the one who is in trouble. So basically, I would say different departments can be involved, different directors, vendors.
Okay. So it sounds like it could be a topic that you could develop for different parts of the organization. So directed at the managers and then helping them to deal with conflict resolution within their teams or the groups that they are managing.
Mm-hmm.
And then specifically towards the type of audience. So if you're dealing with engineers, it might be a slightly different conversation, you know, to a different type of business.
Yeah, I guess it could be applied to everyone, but usually technical people are the ones who struggle the most with the managers, because the managers, they know how to manage, or theoretically, but they don't really know sometimes the process.
Okay. So now we're getting a lot clearer here. So this is actually management who have come from a technical background, who are in the technical field, who don't have the people skills necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're saying, Lucretia?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So, you know, your topic then could be something very simple like conflict resolutions or conflict resolution for technical managers.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, really create a specific topic title that speaks clearly to that group of people. And then you can talk about the various issues that come up that are typical for that type of person in that type of industry, and really gear it towards that audience. And the beautiful thing with that is, of course, that you can then use the same bones of the topic for another group of audience in that environment as well. You know, maybe you're doing that same topic for managers and sales, or managers and
new managers.
Okay, perfect. So new managers could be one specific topic that's geared towards. You know, that audience is geared towards that audience. So new managers is great too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. So do you feel like you're getting some ideas here in terms of how you can do this?
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Any questions around that so far, Lucretia? Anything else you want to know there?
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I would recommend again that you listen to the speaking recording that we did a few weeks ago, because that really covers how to actually create the topic, the talk. And I think that will be helpful for you, Lucretia. So then you can start really focusing in on, you know, developing the topic. And do it with one group in mind when you first do it. Do it with the group that you most want to talk to first, whether it's the engineer managers or the new managers. You decide which one it is, and then gear the topic towards that. And then when you decide to do the other group, then you can just shift the languaging a little bit based on that group.
Awesome,
thank you. Great. And what you'll find is that when you are talking then to the directors in big corporations, is that you're going to, when you have something tangible like that to offer, and you can say, you know, I can talk, do my talk on conflict resolution, either with new managers or, you know, engineer managers, and you can say there's different issues for both. And so I would, you know, customize my talk accordingly to address those issues. You suddenly got someone sitting up and paying attention and wanting to know more. So the clearer you are on your topic and the results that you're hoping to achieve by delivering that topic, the more interested someone will be. And what's really helpful when you're introducing a topic to someone for the first time is to ask yourself, when you're creating the topic, what you want the outcome to be. What is it that you want the people listening to take away? So what's the primary thing you want people to walk away with once they've heard you talk on that topic? And when you're developing the topic, think about the three key areas you or key bullets that you want to be talking around in that that talk that you feel are important to that audience. And when you are able to answer those questions for yourself, you already have a very basic outline for a talk, which you can then communicate to whoever it is that is taking you on to do that talk. Mm-hmm. So it really helps, you know, from that perspective. And then, you know, even if you haven't developed the talk by the time you offer it to someone, you still have the basic information that they need to make a decision.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Right, I'm writing down.
Okay. This is recorded as well, so you can always come back to it.
Thank you.
All right, beautiful. Any specific thing that you took away from that, Leticia?
Well, simplicity is a good start.
Yeah.
And then images of the audience, I think, is very...
And you can see how that can be helpful, right? When you know who you're talking to, it can really help to refine your talk and make it much more tangible to that specific audience. And the more specific it is to them, the more likely they are to be interested in having you come talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
Great. All right, let's jump over to Janet. Janet, are you there?
I am.
Wonderful. All right. So, Janet, just from what you've heard so far, is there anything that you want to delineate for yourself in terms of who you might be speaking to, you know, anything around that you want to clarify first before we look at the other things that you mentioned?
No, I think that I'm seeing my audience as faculty and staff at an institution, a college or a university.
Okay, good. Great. All right, so when you think of a topic, what would you want to be talking about to that group? I know you mentioned a couple before. What specifically would be the one?
Well, I think that the pain point for many faculty are around getting everything done that they need to get done. So
mm-hmm.
addressing the overwhelm that comes from multiple responsibilities.
Okay. So addressing the overwhelm. All right. Okay, and then you could also be doing... you could be probably incorporating the learning what works in the brain in that talk as well from what you mentioned previously, Janet, would you say?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, okay. All right. So how is is overwhelm, I know you briefly touched on it, but can you just share a little bit more around how overwhelm shows up for those particular people?
Well, faculty have a lot of responsibilities, usually in teaching service and scholarship, but they don't have a lot of structure. It's left to them. And the structure is in the teaching, and therefore that can just take over, and they have a harder time getting their research, figuring out how to do that in the context of not having major blocks of time, and therefore can become disorganized and feel like it's impossible and then feel frustrated. And
Okay, great. So, not great for them, but, you know, great in terms of of your clarity around, you know, where you want to focus that topic. So when you think about a topic title, when you think of this audience and what you want to talk about, what comes to mind?
Tame the semester chaos.
Did you say taming the semester chaos?
Yes.
Okay, love it. That's awesome. So you could then direct this specifically to students or to faculty, right? But you probably don't want to do both at the same time. Would you say that's true?
Yes, definitely. Very, very different needs.
Yeah. So you might want to incorporate who it's for in the title, in the topic as well, based on who you choose at that point.
Okay.
But I love that title. What do you think, Simone? Simone?
I'm sorry, it takes me a while to get my phone booted
That's
up and then to the new button. I like that. I personally like when there's kind of a little sexy, you know, jaunt to it. So, taming the semester chaos. Taming the tiger or something, you know, is kind of what comes to mind. Because that's what it feels like. Oh, my gosh, this is
exactly.
Yeah. So, awesome. I think that's a great word.
Yeah. That's great, and I agree with Simone, Janet. You know, I think it's kind of fun to have something in there which sort of catches people's attention. So the word taming really does that, and you can have a little bit of fun with it in terms of graphics and things like that too.
Mm-hmm.
When you advertise a topic like this, you know, maybe it's something to do with a tiger, you know, or something to do with the tail wagging the dog versus the dog wagging the tail kind of thing. Something along those lines. You can have a lot of fun with it.
Great idea. Thank you.
Great. Okay. So again, coming back to the talk, same as what I said to Lucrecia, is think about the outcome. You know, what is it that you want people to walk away with? If they were to walk away with that one thing. And then what are the three key areas that you want to talk about that are going to help you to develop that topic, but at the same time, just give you the basic bones to sell the idea of the talk to someone without having to have developed the talk yet even.
Mm-hmm.
I always love to be able to do that. You know, you don't have to have all your ducks in a row to get people to say yes to having you come and do your talk. So I think, who was it that said that they were doing a talk in June? Was it Linda? I think it might have been Linda.
Peg?
Peg? Mm-hmm. Okay, great, yeah. So that's quite a nice example, you know, that you've got the opportunity to do a talk, but you haven't probably, or maybe you have, but, you know, it's not necessary that you've actually developed the talk yet, right?
Right, it's not completely put together yet.
Yeah. So you
Although I expect to pick from some other talks that I've done and incorporate parts of other talks into it.
Great. Love that. We don't want to have to reinvent the wheel if we don't need to.
Exactly.
I'm always about the path of ease. Because there's so many things that we need to pay attention to. Don't make your life difficult when it comes to doing these things. And part of this is, you know, again, creating awareness around the perfectionist that some of us have within us, you know, around needing to have a talk created and developed and refined and perfected before we even step out the door to or pick up the phone to talk to someone to ask them if they'd like for us to do the talk. I want to encourage everyone listening to, you know, create some ideas around topics, answer those questions that I've presented to you so that you've got your bones, and then you can actually be talking to people about the possibility of doing that talk and then figure out the development of the talk itself. Okay.
And look, Louise, this is Simone. I wanted to add in here that I think that's where the first call will really come into place. And
exactly.
Maybe we should have done that one second, but that one, and I wanted to spotlight that some of you who already speak and have skills and comfort in speaking, there's something to consider if this isn't a part of the construction of your speech, is to think about including, and this is in part one, how to plant the seeds to then position yourself to invite them to work with you. And there can be a number of different ways, because it's very different being an entrepreneur, positioning yourself as an expert and giving them an opportunity to know you, to like you, to trust you, to find credibility in your work, to feel gotten by your point of view. You know, there's all of these things that's happening in that talk, and then when they are really wanting more of you, to also be able to structure it in a way that you can invite them to have access to more. Because ideally,
yeah,
that's what these particular calls are designed to do, is to help you get clients.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
That one is very just information-driven how-to, you know,
yeah,
here's your
formula,
do this, do that, do the other.
Yes, that's why I was saying, I said a couple of times that it's important that everyone listens to that first call we did on speaking a few weeks ago. So, yes, absolutely. That gives you more of the bones. But, you know, this just gives you an idea of how you can sell a talk, you know, before you even, you know, actually talk to the people who you want to have work with you. So, in a sense, what you're doing with this is right now is having the opportunity to sell the idea of a talk to someone so that you can get in the room and do that talk. So.
I have an idea for Lucretia. Mm. I don't know if this one's going to fly, but I thought, how do you manage when you don't speak?
I love that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love that. Manage in inverted commas. Brilliant. Okay. So, Jenna, I just want to be cognizant of the questions that you had earlier. So if there was one thing that you wanted support around with regards to your talk, what would you like to ask a question around right now? You talk about proposals and fees and ideas of approaching people.
I think, and this is, I don't expect you to be able to solve it, but I do get stuck around this idea of approaching the institution,
yes,
to do this for faculty, or providing it in a context in which people could act independently, perhaps providing it as a webinar of which you were not place bound and individual faculty from different institutions,
mm-hmm,
could choose to participate.
Yeah, and what do you find to be the challenge?
Well, I think faculty are so unaccustomed to paying for their own professional development,
mm-hmm,
that I do wonder about the potential for that. And then,
yeah,
institutions oftentimes are just kind of bureaucratic, difficult to deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a free agent that can make these decisions.
Yes.
So those are difficulties that I haven't
Okay, good. Thank you for that. Thanks for the clarification. So, again, circling back to that previous talk that we did a few weeks ago on speaking, we talked about how these talks that we're creating, this particular type of talk that we're creating is really about putting you in front of your ideal client so you can encourage people to come and work with you and also to join your email list. And so from that point of view, we are looking at this from the point of view of the talk being no cost or low cost, because it's an introduction to who you are and the kind of work you do and the possibility of what they can do with you if they were to work with you on a continued, beyond that talk. So that puts a slightly different perspective on fees, Janet. So if you were to do a workshop or a presentation that had a lot of in-depth information and wasn't about necessarily an invitation, although you can still do it in that situation as well, it just won't be necessarily as focused around the invitation, then you could be looking at charging a fee. But then I would say you want to keep that fairly low. And I think that, in that type of situation, especially with students and faculty, it might be easier for you to go in at the no-cost place so that you're getting known, you're getting that credibility, you're being seen as the expert, and you're also then inviting people who are on the webinar or in front of you in the room to sign up and have a consultation with you.
Okay, thank you so much for that clarification.
Yeah, good. All right, hopefully that was helpful.
This is Peg. Can I make a comment?
Yes, go ahead, Peg.
Well, I have found that, one thing leads to another. So, for example, I've been involved with Toastmasters for a number of years, and
yes.
The first thing that happened was I won an award for Toastmasters, which was highlighted in my... I work for university too, and was highlighted in the university newsletter.
Uh-huh.
And so from that, a student group approached me and said, so can you give us some tips? And
yeah.
So I talked to the student group, and they did an article for the student newspaper on, tips for public speaking.
Uh-huh.
And from that, another group approached me, and these are a group of administrative fellows. So these are people that have a master's degree, but they're doing a fellowship in hospital administration.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked me if I could do a workshop, an hour-long workshop on how to speak for introverts.
Beautiful. Wow.
Because administrators are mostly introverts.
Yes.
And so I have done that, and then from that I have done some individual coaching on, overcoming the fear of public speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm saying, it's one thing just leads to another, and little by little, in this local area at least, I'm becoming known as an expert on public speaking.
Beautiful. That's fantastic, Peg. And it's great to hear that that's what's happened for you, because it is amazing, when you get into a community like that and people are talking to one another, they actually start to see the potential of what you can do in that community. I also really like the fact that you mentioned the newsletter, so that might be an idea for Janet to be able to connect with the faculty and see if they can advertise a webinar or a talk in the newsletter, and then that can be a starting point.
Great. You know what, the other thing that I found really, really helpful is LinkedIn.
Yes.
I have a LinkedIn profile, and I also post I don't post every day anymore. I post probably once a week, though, an inspirational thought with, a meme attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all, focused on leadership or personal values.
Mm-hmm.
And my alumni association found me. I didn't go looking for them.
Wow.
They looked for alumni who were coaches, and they approached me and said, could you do this for us? And I was like, of course I can.
Beautiful. So going back to Janet then, you know, it sounds like, again, Janet, it's helpful to know who is in that faculty to be able to approach them, and an easy way to find out who those people are is to get into the LinkedIn groups that sometimes these organizations will have. So you probably find there is a LinkedIn group or a Facebook group that's focused on that particular institution and
yeah,
then the
great.
People in it.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Those and Peg as well.
Yeah, and maybe Peg and Janet, you need to talk outside of this call. You know, sounds like some value could be had there. You know, it's up to you, of course. And if you are both in the Facebook group, that's a great way to connect with one another. All right. So let's jump down to Linda. Doesn't look like we're going to get through everyone. So let's just see if we can do a quick... I want to make sure that we're supporting everyone. So, Linda, what would you like to get some support with around your talk, finding your people, whatever it is that you need right now? Linda, are you muted or unmuted? All right, let's jump to Peg, and then we'll come back to Linda if we can. Peg, what would you like support with today?
Like I said before, I just kind of wanted to look at, you know, what other people were doing and see, you know, what kind of ideas I could gather from the news.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have any ideas popping up so far?
I have had a couple. I've just been taking notes of things, just topics of speeches that I could do.
Yeah. Do you want to have a quick brainstorm on topics for midlife?
Sure.
Okay, so do you have a sense of what you could talk about when you think of this group of people?
I have a sense that, you know, a lot of times, like, life kind of takes over. And people find themselves at midlife going, how did I get here?
Yeah.
And other times, you know, life kind of intervenes and you suddenly find yourself without a job, or you find that the job that you thought you were planning for no longer exists,
mm-hmm.
Or whatever, you know, and sometimes life just throws changes at you.
Yeah.
So to stop at midlife and to say, okay, what is it that I really want from here out?
Yeah.
If I can't do that, you know, what are, you know, assessing, like, what are my skills, what is my experience, and
yeah.
what do I want from life,
mm-hmm.
and how can I pull that all together and do something meaningful or purposeful, you know, and
yeah.
set a new direction.
Yeah. Okay. It's kind of interesting. I'm seeing a theme of topics that you could be doing, which start with life, Peg, you know, life.
Mm-hmm.
I can't read my own writing here. Life takes over. Life intervenes. Life throws curveballs. Life presents opportunities. And then, you know, a tagline that follows on from that based, you know, to speak to, directly to people in retirement or boomers or whatever it is that you want to call them and speak to the results of the talk. That could be kind of a fun way to go. Just an idea.
Mm-hmm.
What I would suggest is that maybe do a little survey, Peg. So, you know, find out the thing that is most needed in that group of people. You
mm-hmm.
know, you could give them a list of those ideas that you have. I find that it's much easier to give them options rather than asking them to suck it out of their own brain.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because it's just difficult pulling something out of the air. But when you give them choices. They're going to, you know, be able to prioritize which ones are more important to them, and then some other ideas might come out of that. So if you ask people in your audience, the important thing is to be asking your ideal audience. Otherwise, you're not necessarily going to get the right feedback from, you know, your husband or your best friend or your mom. So, you know, this is where it's really helpful. But, you know, then you can hone it down into one or two of these topics that you can then dig into and start to develop. Was that helpful?
Yes, thank you. That was helpful.
Okay, great. All right, so let's jump to Tammy. Tammy, are you still there? No, I think she's jumped off. Let's go back to Janet. Janet, are you unmuted?
Yes.
Okay. Actually, sorry. I beg your pardon, Janet. I meant Linda.
Sure.
It looks like Linda has actually left us as well. So we are moving to the top of the hour here. So I think that you know, gives us a chance to wrap up. We've touched on everyone in the room right now. Is there anything specific that you want to put into action based on what we've talked about today? And you can share that with us if you'd like to.
This is Janet. I just say the need, your suggestion about not waiting until you have the whole presentation ready, but develop that outline and a visually pleasing promotional. And then once that's created, it's just a matter of brainstorming a list of people to make contact and
yeah.
And that's it.
Awesome. I'm so excited for you. I've had so much experience with this because I'm a radio show host, and this is what I need from the people who are my guests on the radio show, you know, to understand what it is that they're able to share by being interviewed on the radio show. So you're making people's lives a lot easier by presenting it that way. And they don't want to see the whole talk, you know, so having a brief outline is perfect. Someone was trying to say something there?
Oh, this is Simone. I was giggling.
Oh.
Making your life a lot easier.
Yes, make my life easy, please. Don't make me work hard.
Right. Well, when you think about it, it's the ones who make it easy are the ones that are the easiest to, you know, to bring on board, because they make it so easy to say yes.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. You know, people are going to say yes when they get it, you know, straight away, and they're not having to rack their brains about what you could talk about their people to, you know, about, you know, talk to their people about. So, you know, that's it's important. And I would recommend, ultimately, that everyone has three different talks that they can use, because then you've got three choices to present to people, and one of them is going to speak to them. You know, it's likely that one of them is going to pop out. So, but for now, just focus on the one and get that sorted. All right, who else, what's anyone else taking away from today before we wrap up? Lucretia, do you have something you're taking away?
Well, yes, everything. It has been very helpful, actually, from, you know, the catchy title to understanding your audience, the three key areas, you know,
great.
The group, community, everything. It was great.
Awesome. Yay! All right, so I think it's just Lucretia and Janet on the call now, so we'll wrap up. So thank you very much to you for being here and playing with us. And I'm hoping that everyone listening to the recording will also get lots from this as well and apply what we've talked about today to your own current situation. And again, just want to encourage you to listen to that first recording of the speaking. I think we called it Getting Clients Through Speaking Gigs. So, you know, look for that recording. You'll find it in the Facebook group if you go to Coach You Newcomers Facebook group, and join us in that group if you haven't yet. So this is Louise Crooks signing off. You can find me on keystoclarity.com, keystoclarity.com, and you can email me on louise@keystoclarity.com. And Simone, would you like to say your goodbyes?
Yeah, thank you everyone for being here. And if you'd like to reach out to me, I am at Simone@unleashyourmajesty.com. Simone@unleashyourmajesty.com, and obviously unleashyourmajesty.com, or kickstartyourcoachingcashflow.com. So thank you, coaches, and we'll be meeting again in 2 weeks.
Thank you, coaches.
Thank you.
Have a brilliant week. Take care.
Bye.